Good morning. My name is Bill Kladke. I'd like to welcome you to this morning's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Ms. Susan Miskowski, who is with YWGC Realty and the Greater Baltimore Board of Realtors. And this is our second in two shows looking at the housing market in the Baltimore area and about buying a home. So, Susan, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
Well, it's good to have you this Saturday morning here. First of all, for our listeners who are unfamiliar, could you please tell us a little bit about the Greater Baltimore Board of Realtors?
Well, the board is actually the oldest board in the country, which a lot of people may not know. It was actually developed or started in 1858, so it's now 153 years old, which is actually even older than the National Association of Realtors. In the very beginning, it had 11 members. Its purpose was basically to make sure that realtors were ethical and to promote real estate is really what the original purpose was.
Do you have any idea about why it was first in Baltimore?
Well, that part I'm really not sure about.
Yeah, I guess we had some brokers
that were very forward-thinking and really just wanted to make sure that things, you know, again, that everybody transacted business ethically. And
it's a real positive, real feather for Baltimore, though, that this was the first place in the country
where
folks wanted to be ethical.
or at least thought about making it so that they were all working together to make it ethical.
Yeah. I wonder if that was because of the archdiocese. This is the first archdiocese, too.
It may have been. But, you know, I think that there are a lot of areas in the country that sort of follow our lead. So that's a real
That's great. It's a great
feather
it's a great
in
distinction.
Our cap.
Yes, indeed. And could you please tell us a little bit about your practice?
Well, I'm with Yerman Whitman, Gaines & Conklin Realty. I was licensed in 2001, and at that time I was with O'Connor Piper & Flynn, which I know a lot of people are going to be familiar with. It was an unbelievable company. I'm so incredibly grateful that I started there because the training was just, I don't think it could be matched. The principals of that particular firm just, I mean, I feel like I started out with the greatest foundation. They then sold, I guess they merged with several different companies and it became Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage. And I was there until June of 2009. At that point, I switched to Yerman Whitman, Gaines & Conklin. Coldwell Banker was going through some transition and I wanted that more family feel of a business that I had in the earlier days. So, and I love the company I'm with. I love our principals that I work for. You couldn't have greater people to work with and for.
Great. And what do you mainly specialize in?
I actually service both sellers and buyers. I don't know which one I really prefer because they're both just a little bit different. But I cover a pretty large geographical area because I'm older and I've lived and worked in a lot of different areas in Maryland. So I cover Baltimore City, Baltimore County, Anne Arundel County, Harford County, and some of the other counties as well, maybe not as much.
Great. How can somebody get in touch with you?
My cell phone is always good. And do you want me to actually give my cell number?
If you can pass on a number that you feel comfortable with.
Okay. My cell phone is always good. That's 443-831-5669.
Okay. And on the web?
On the web, you could either do my email address, which is smiskowski@ywgcrealty.com, or you could actually go into our website, our company website, which is ywgcrealty.com.
Okay, great. Wonderful. So you've had a lot of experience from a lot of different angles in real estate.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, the one wonderful thing about this profession is that you never, ever can feel like you know it all because every single transaction is different. Everybody's needs are different. And just when you think you've seen everything, you really haven't. Something else comes along that you just, you know, that you haven't experienced before. So it's wonderful.
That's great. I was just establishing that you've got a good perspective for advising folks today about a couple of questions. I talked to Katie Grove, who I know that you know.
I know Katie well. Yes.
On this show a few weeks ago, and We were talking about the state of real estate. What do you think the state of real estate is right now in the Baltimore area?
Well, I mean, I think that we're luckier in this particular region in general than in some of the areas, other areas of the country. I mean, we've got between government jobs and technological jobs, we fare, I think, better than in some of the other areas. With that said, I think there's a couple of other important things to focus on and to really know. And I'm not so sure that people are really thinking about this because they hear national news, and some of the national news, let's face it, is pretty horrible and scary.
Yeah,
but
that's for certain.
You know, in my lifetime, I've never seen a time where you have more affordable housing and low interest rate and record low interest rates at the same time. Typically, they're at opposite ends of each other. And so, you know, you sort of feel like you can't win for losing in a normal real estate market. But right now, you know, as much as there are certainly people going through tragedy, and I don't want to minimize that, but there are also huge opportunities out there for people who may not have been able to think about owning a house before that certainly could think about it now. I mean, affordability in the city is amazing. The trends in Baltimore County, the median sale prices are trending upward, but there still is a lot of affordability out there. So, you know, I'm really excited about it. And, you know, it historically, real estate is a long-term investment, not a short-term investment. And I think that that's the other thing that's sort of gotten a little bit skewed in these past few years. You know, when we were in the time when people were bidding, you know, way over list price and things were crazy, I think people lost track of the fact that it was a long-term investment. And there were some instances where people would maybe invest in something in just a few short years, make some money on it. But typically, you had to be in your house 7 to 10 years to really have any real return on your investment. But, you know,
that's the way it's always been.
It's always been that way. And it's going to get back to that. So it's, you know, it's not a quick, short, get rich quick scheme that you can just, you know,
so
you can
do. If somebody is going to be on the edge of their chair watching the worth of their house, their condo, or whatever it is, they're going to go crazy.
They will. And
they're
going to
go
what?
Crazy now, or they're going to go crazy back in 1957.
Absolutely. And you know, the thing that is, Bill, I'll tell you what my realtors told me. And if you don't mind, I'm going to mention their names. It was Bill and Jane Love. And what I, you know, I asked about that because I was a single parent buying my first house by myself. It was very scary. And I asked about the market at that time, which was in 1993. And by the way, the guy that I bought my house from had to bring $5,000 to the settlement table because he had only lived in his house for 3 years. So we're back to that same rule that he needed to be there longer. So my realtor said to me, you know, nobody can tell you what the market's going to do. Nobody has a crystal ball. Buy something you like in case you have to stay there for a while. You're buying a home. And that was exactly what I was doing. And you know what? For me personally, it's 17 years later, and I'm still in that same house because I bought something I liked. I didn't worry about what the market was doing. I wanted to have a home for my child and myself. And that's exactly the way that it worked out.
That's great advice. Great advice for anybody.
Well, I they said that to me. I thought it was amazing advice, and I've said it to every client I've ever worked with. So it's
wonderful.
Like pay it forward.
Yeah, right. But it's important to keep that in mind. It's important to keep that in mind. Plus, as you said, things are more affordable now than for a while.
Well, they're more affordable now than they were when I purchased. And in addition to them being more affordable, there's all kinds of programs out there to help people now. And when I purchased, there wasn't anything.
Great. So, what kind of programs?
Well, there's all kinds of there's community development money, there's neighborhood housing, there's healthy neighborhoods. And if anybody wants to get in touch with me just on behalf of our board, I'd be happy to give them the information. They don't have to feel any obligation to talk to me as a realtor. I am really basically representing our board, and I'd be happy to give them the wealth of information that's out there.
There are CCD loans.
There's all kinds of really a lot of programs out there to help people get started these days.
Yeah, and it's critical for folks that are going to be buying homes, I think, to make sure that you're aware of these programs.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, and there's a wealth of knowledge both on our website for the board, which is gbbr.org, which just stands for Greater Baltimore Board of Realtors, gbbr.org. There's a wealth of information there. And there's also a state website that you can get all kinds of information about some of these programs, and that is www.dhcd.md.state.us. And if that isn't correct, I apologize. It may be dhcd.state.md.us, but it's one or the other.
Right.
and if it doesn't work, they can call me, and I'll certainly get it straightened out.
Okay, great. Or they can just, I guess they could just Google Maryland housing.
Yes.
And they'd probably get there.
Yes, or even House Keys for Less. That's a sort of a one of the portions of that website.
Uh-huh. Great. So it sounds like from what you're saying is now's the time to buy.
Well, I mean, it's not always right for everyone to buy, but what I would really advise is that for anybody who's thinking about buying, and anybody who's renting should be at least thinking about it. If not for today, then maybe for next year.
So
they should
still
be planning for that.
Still makes a good, buying a home is still a very good long-term investment.
I think it's a very good long-term investment. And the first thing that people should probably do if they're thinking about it is either speak with a lender they have a relationship with that they trust, or speak with a realtor that, you know, that can give them advice. I mean, I think just about any realtor is willing to meet with someone, even if they just need information, even if they just need advice about how do I get started? Because basically they want to just know what is their financial position? You know, how is their credit scoring? Right now, one of the changes is that they're definitely going to go back to the time where they're much stricter on credit than they used to be. It doesn't mean that there isn't money. It doesn't mean that you can't get a loan.
Right.
It just may mean that if you're not ready today, you might need to know what steps to take to be prepared in the future. And I know the lenders that I work with have, I mean, I've had clients before that I've worked with for a year before they were really ready and able to buy. But just the lender, I worked in conjunction with the lender to help them do what they needed to do to get their credit in whatever position they needed to be in so that they could then move forward. So
first step is getting help.
I think the first step is getting help, yes.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
By somebody that you know that you can trust. And the other thing about realtors typically is that we'll interview with people so that they can decide. I mean, you know, we personalities, you have to spend a good amount of time typically with a realtor you're going to work with, so you should like them.
Right. You got to get along because it's the biggest purchase of your life.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And some tips for picking out that realtor is find somebody you like and find somebody you trust.
Absolutely. Mm. And that's about almost any other relationship that we involve ourselves in our life.
Right.
If you don't mind, there's a couple of other things I just would like
Please. We've got about a minute left.
Okay. So this is, I think, really important for those people out there that might need help. If, for instance, if they feel like they're in danger of foreclosure, there are a lot of Maryland counselors available 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
The telephone number for that in Maryland is 1-888-995-HOPE, H-O-P-E. There's also a United Way first call for help that I'd like your listeners to be aware of, and that's 1-800-492-0618. And then one other thing, our board is, we have a foundation and we're involved in a lot of community activities.
That's for sure.
One of the other important ones to go along with the foreclosure prevention programs is we have what's called a rental transition program.
Mm-hmm.
For those people who've already faced foreclosure, already going through foreclosure, their credit obviously is affected, and that makes it almost impossible to be able to get rental housing.
Right.
So we've partnered with our credit union and with regional management to provide a low-income loan to pay for the security deposit to actually help people get into apartments who have actually gone through foreclosure.
And they can find out by that by calling the board?
Calling the board or on the website or calling me. That would be fine.
And we're out of time. Could you give us the contact information one more time, please?
For myself or for the board?
Both, if you like.
Okay. So the board would be www.gbbr.org, or their telephone number is 410-337-7200, and my cell number is 443 831-5669.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Susan.
Thank you.
For Living in Baltimore, that's all we have time for today. I want to thank our guest, Ms. Susan Miskowski from YWGC Realty and the Greater Baltimore Board of Realtors for being our guest today. Keep up your good work for all of us.
Thank you.
And I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.